Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Growing Pains podcast. How you doing, babe? How you doing? It's a gloomy, dark, disturbed day. It's not disturbed. It's just gloomy and rainy. The shirt that I'm wearing right now reminds me of Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. And for no reason other than it's like a periwinkle color. Anyways, hope you're doing well. I hope you've been taking care of yourself, which is, you know, kind of in lieu of this podcast episode. In lieu of. Now, what do we think that means? I hope that made sense there. Today we're talking about how to start taking care of yourself. I think this is something that we all could hear from time to time. And this is also something I've been trying to figure this shit out for about my whole life. I never was taught how to take care of myself. I never knew how to take care of myself. So then I got to adulthood and I kind of just had to figure it all out on my own. And as usual, this podcast is sort of teaching you the things that it took me a long time to learn and hoping to save you some of the trouble with all of that. So we're going to dive into it. A couple of things first. Follow me on Instagram at @TheAllisonLaRue. Same with TikTok. Also, click the link in the description to submit questions or get anonymous advice from me. It's completely anonymous. You can book a one-on-one call with me there. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. The video versions of these podcasts are always there. So if you're watching this on YouTube, hey, babe. It's really surprising to me because the majority of you guys listen to the audio on Spotify or Apple. But I watch all of my podcasts on YouTube unless I'm like in the gym. Anyways, nobody gives a shit about how I watch my podcasts. What else? Oh, I've recently dove into listening to Noah Kahan. Holy shit. Listen, I knew I would really love him, so I put it off for a really long time because I just had a feeling that his songs would cause some sort of emotional distress to me. And I haven't really dove into his music yet. I just started listening to the album. I don't even know if it's like a deluxe version or if it's a completely new album. I don't know, but I can't get the song She Calls Me Back out of my head. Dial Drunk is obviously so good, but She Calls Me Back is so good. My cat's causing problems per usual. Okay, anyways, let's dive right into it. How to start taking care of yourself. This quote that I recently saw put everything into perspective for me when it comes to taking care of yourself. And it is, if you were to switch bodies with your favorite person in the world for a year, and you knew you would be giving them their body back at the end of the year, how would you treat their body? How would you take care of their body? You know, would you exercise more? Would you eat differently? Would you rest? Would you drink more water? Would you speak to it differently? How would you treat this body if it belonged to the person that you loved most in the world? Now do that for yourself. That's crazy. That is so crazy because it's so true. And I've always told myself, treat yourself the way that you would treat the person that you love. Treat yourself the way that you would treat your best friend. But I never viewed it in this light because I always viewed it in the sense of like when it came to my emotions, which is a part of taking care of yourself, you know, because I tended to invalidate my emotions a lot and dismiss my emotions a lot. But I, you know, would start to ask myself, okay, if so-and-so, if my best friend or if someone I really loved came up to me with this exact situation, how would I treat them? How would I speak to them? What would I tell them? Sort of just taking your own advice. But treating yourself as if you are the person you love most in the world is game-changing. Even if I'm not here to tell you to love yourself most in the world, because you can't go from hating yourself to loving yourself more than anyone in the world. Self-love is a journey. I think you'll get there to where you know, value yourself so much and love yourself so much, but we don't have to do that today. Maybe tell yourself you love you, even if you don't believe it. But I think just starting with this idea of like, even if it's for pretend, you know, pretending that you're in fucking Freaky Friday and you just switched bodies with someone you love more than anything in the world, you would treat yourself so differently. You would speak to yourself differently. You would probably move differently. You would fuel yourself differently. You would allow yourself to rest more. You wouldn't be so hard on yourself. So think about that. How would you treat yourself differently if you were the person you loved most in the world? Do that for yourself. Now, this is a question that might hit It might hit kind of hard. It might be poking a wound. So I'm going to give you that sort of preface before I even ask it. And maybe this question won't hit with you at all. Maybe it won't resonate with you at all. But bitch, did it resonate with me? This is something that I really had to work through when it came to taking care of myself. And that is, who made you feel like you didn't deserve to be taken care of? Who or what made you feel like you didn't deserve to be cared for? You didn't deserve to be considered. You didn't deserve to feel good. What made you feel like that? Who made you feel like that? Let's start to get to the bottom of this. This is something that I worked through with my therapist a couple of months ago because I'd been trying to get to the bottom of it for so long and I couldn't figure it out. Like, I would do things that I knew would make me feel bad, and I couldn't figure out why I was doing this. I was self-sabotaging to an astronomical degree where, like, I knew this thing would make me feel bad and I would do it anyways. Maybe, you know, with food, that was a big one for me. I had a really hard time with my relationship with food where, like, I have a sensitive tummy, babe. Like, things really upset my stomach and make me feel like shit, but I would eat them anyways because I didn't care. I didn't care if I felt bad. I wanted it, so I did it anyways. And some of the times I didn't even want it. I just did it to fucking do it. And I had no idea why. Or drinking alcohol. I knew it made me feel like shit, and I would go drink alcohol anyways. Smoking weed was a really big one for me. I had a really bad dependency on marijuana, which was fucking crazy because it made me feel like shit for a week after. But I'd do it anyway. Yeah, I'll smoke. Even though I know I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not going to enjoy being high. I'm not going to enjoy my existing for the week after because I'm going to feel like dog shit. I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'd do it anyways. I would engage in conversations with people that I knew weren't good for me. I was consistently doing things that I knew not only weren't going to make me feel good, but they would make me feel bad. And I couldn't figure out why I did this. It was like, I just don't get it. And I pride myself in being pretty good at, like, getting to the bottom of things with myself, of, like, figuring out why I do certain things. I just love psychology, and I've, you know, really taken an interest into figuring out why my brain works the way that it does. I could not figure this shit out for the life of me until my therapist helped me out with it. And she said something to me that sort of made everything click, where it was like, she said the words to me, "Allison, you deserve to be taken care of." And I was like, holy shit. And she also said something else to me that doesn't really pertain to this, but I want to say it to you because it, like, made me cry. Not on the call, because I'm still not at a point where I can cry in front of people that well. But she said, "You deserve to be taken care of and you deserve to be stood up for." I guess it does pertain to this conversation, because stand up for yourself. Rather than allowing the part of yourself that thinks you deserve to feel bad overrule everything and sort of make your decisions for you and decide, yeah, we're going to do this because it makes us feel bad. Stand up for yourself and be like, no, I don't deserve that. I don't want to do that. Stand up for yourself to yourself. Stand up to yourself. And then also stand up for yourself to other people. If someone's mistreating you, if someone's not, you know, respecting your boundaries, whatever it may be, start standing up for yourself because you deserve to be stood up for. But also start recognizing these patterns. And so she said this to me of, like, you deserve to be taken care of. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Which is so interesting because it's such, like, an obvious, like, yeah, everyone deserves to be taken care of. I genuinely didn't believe that. And beyond that, I started to really sit with that and think about it. And after that session, I really, really dove deep into it. And I realized that not only did I not think I deserved to be taken care of, I honestly thought the opposite. Something that I learned about myself is that, I don't know if everybody does this, I think it's a pretty normal thing, is that our brains try to come up for reasons for things. As humans, we think there has to be a reason behind everything. I don't know if I personally believe that anymore. Some things just happen. And also, even if there is a reason for everything, sometimes it's not our business to know. But, you know, growing up, when I personally didn't have a lot of my needs met growing up, I didn't feel taken care of, and I often felt like shit. I often felt really bad. So I think my childlike brain sort of translated that into, like, okay, I guess I deserve it. Because, I mean, as children, it's literally ingrained in us. And, like, okay, if you're punished, it's because you did something bad. If I take this away from you, it's because you did something wrong. It's because you misbehaved. You don't deserve it. And my brain sort of decided, oh, I feel like shit. I deserve it. I'm not being taken care of. I had to have done something to deserve it. So I subconsciously, my entire life, thought that I deserved to feel bad. Thought that I deserved to be neglected, essentially. And the thing with our subconscious minds that I find really interesting is, like, you're not going to lie to yourself. Your subconscious will not lie to yourself, in the sense of, like, if your subconscious thinks something is true, that will be the truth for you, which is sort of how, like, manifestation comes into play, not with this particular topic, but I find it very interesting, where I talked about this in last week's episode, that I think a lot of manifestation is you just finally believing something. Because if you truly believe something, that's going to be your reality, not maybe for the reason of the universe or for God or for whatever. But also, I think that's just, like, our brains are powerful and your subconscious isn't going to let you lie to yourself, you know? So I thought I deserved to feel like shit. So I would, you know, subconsciously seek out things that made me feel like shit. And that's the other interesting thing about our subconscious mind is, like, you're not going to know what's going on. I was trying to figure this shit out for years and the answer was always in my head. It was in my subconscious. It was buried so far deep down through years of, like, subconscious programming. And I know that sounds like so, this is not like a spiritual topic, the subconscious mind. This is, like, scientific, psychological shit. I try to avoid talking too much about, like, spiritual shit because I want this to be something that is digestible for everybody. And the subconscious mind is quite literally a science. It's science class. One of the things that I need you to start doing is figuring out, like, what are my subconscious beliefs around caring for myself or being cared for? I didn't think I deserved to be taken care of because I wasn't taken care of. Isn't that interesting? You know? I think also beyond the fact that we always think there's a reason for things, especially as, like, young adults or young children, I think it was just easier for me to believe that I wasn't being taken care of because I somehow did something to deserve that. It's a really fucking painful realization to realize, like, no, I do deserve to be taken care of. They just simply weren't taking care of me. Oof. Something I learned about myself is that I tend to just, like, take the brunt of everything because it's easier for me to think it was at my fault. You know, it was my fault that I wasn't taken care of, rather than, like, no, they just weren't taking care of you. You know, like, no, you didn't deserve that. I think we try to convince ourselves that we did something to deserve all the things that happened to us, or, like, they happened for a reason because it makes it less painful, which is, like, yes, I understand. Like, life is painful and do what you need to do to cope with it. But, like, babe, there doesn't have to be a reason. Sometimes bad things just happen and you didn't deserve that. And it probably wasn't for the greater good, but, like, it happened and I'm really fucking sorry. But you don't have to take that on as your fault, because that's just going to cause a whole other thing you have to heal from. You weren't taken care of because the people who were supposed to take care of you didn't do it, not because you didn't deserve it. Okay? So don't continue to uphold that. Take care of yourself now because you do deserve it. So getting back to sort of the story of, you know, my realization is I realized that I thought I deserved to feel like shit, so I made myself feel like shit. And I really had to force myself to, like, work through these things and understand, why do I think this and what stories are attached to this? In my case, it was my whole fucking childhood. And it was really painful and it was really hard to look back and realize, like, not only what was happening, but, like, realize how that was affecting my brain. And at such a young age, I thought I just didn't deserve to be taken care of is really hard, because I was just a child, and likely you were too. But you deserve to be taken care of. You deserve to feel good. So once you sort of start to make these realizations, you're going to do things that will make you feel good, because when you realize you deserve it, you want to give yourself what you deserve. And I found that very interesting, because literally I didn't make any conscious changes or conscious decisions to start, quote unquote, taking care of myself. I just realized I deserve to be taken care of and I deserve to feel good. So I inevitably, without thought or anything or without intention, I started to take care of myself. I started to avoid things that made me feel bad. If you are someone who is constantly self-sabotaging and constantly doing things that are making you feel bad, don't expect yourself to make a 360 overnight and start doing, I guess 360 wouldn't make sense. Don't expect yourself to do a complete 180 overnight and switch everything from bad to good. You're not going to go from doing things that make you feel like shit to doing everything that makes you feel good. It's not going to happen. Simply stop doing the things that are making you feel bad, okay? So for example, I would constantly eat foods that made me feel like shit. And rather than trying to like go from eating a horrible diet to eating like the healthiest diet that ever existed. And when I say diet, I don't mean like diet culture, weight loss. I'm saying like the diet consisting of what you eat. I didn't expect myself to make a complete 180, you know? Instead, I just stopped eating things that made me feel like shit. And inevitably, I was still needing to eat. So I would just eat things that didn't make me feel like shit. And eventually that turned into eating things that made me feel good because I realized I deserve to feel good. The biggest step in starting to take care of yourself is realizing you deserve this shit. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to be taken care of. You're going to go out of your way to do it. If you still have a hard time taking care of yourself, because I think a question I get a lot of the times is like, how do you do it? Like, how do you have the motivation? That's what I always get, like when it comes to going to the gym or making sure I'm eating the things I should be, or you know, being kind to myself or drinking my water or resting. It's like, how do you find the motivation? Here's the thing, babe, you're not going to. You're not going to have the motivation a lot of the times, but when you know you deserve it, you do it anyways. Think about it this way. Imagine you are caring for a child, a toddler, if you will. You're going to take care of this baby regardless. And as someone who nannied, a lot of the times you're probably not going to feel like changing that shitty diaper. Who would? Who wants to change a shitty diaper? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody wants to change that poopy diaper. No one. I promise you. But you're going to do it. Why? The baby deserves to be taken care of, even if you don't feel like it. In this situation, you're the baby. You deserve to be taken care of, even if you don't feel like it. Take care of yourself, damn it. Stop neglecting yourself the way that the people in your life neglected you. You don't deserve to be neglected, so stop neglecting yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And I know I'm not really giving many tips on like taking care of yourself. I promise I will get to that. But the thing is, you already know how to take care of yourself. You do. We're born with the natural knowing of how to take care of ourselves. It is an instinct. I'm going to give you some tips, but like really what is blocking you from taking care of yourself is your own mind. Because you know how to take care of yourself. We all do. Even if you weren't really taught how to, we know how to take care of ourselves. We know we need to eat things that make us feel good. We know we need to move our body. We know we need to drink water. We know we need to get good sleep. We know we need to be kind to ourselves, right? There's things blocking us from that. So another thing that I had to realize is this. Nobody's going to come save you. Stop waiting for a knight in shining armor to come sweep you off your feet and take care of you and give you everything you've ever needed. No one's going to do that for you. Hard to accept. Sucks. Really shitty. I know. Let yourself feel shitty. Let yourself feel sorry for yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, stop feeling sorry for yourself. No one's going to come save you. But guess who can? You. You can save yourself. Start saving yourself, bitch. Be your own knight in shining armor. You deserve it. Nobody's going to come do it for you. And also, beyond the fact that nobody is going to come and do it for you, nobody should. Why should anyone come and do it for you? You can't even do it for yourself. Everyone is in the same boat where it's really fucking hard to just exist as a human and to take care of ourselves. So why should someone come and take care of you on top of taking care of themselves if you can't even do one of those things? And I'm not saying no one is ever going to come in and love you and care for you. That is different. Caring for someone and taking care of someone are two completely different things. It is way too much to completely take care of another person and fulfill every single need that they have. They can't do it. Obviously, caring for a child is very different than caring for a partner or caring for a friend. When you bring a person into this world, you sign up for taking care of them. They didn't do that for you, and I'm sorry, that's not fucking fair. Okay? However, you are not a child anymore. You are a grown adult, and while you deserve to be cared for, you need to take care of yourself because we're all big fucking babies and we're all trying to take care of ourselves. It's nobody's responsibility to do that for you besides you. You deserve to have people that make you feel cared for. However, it's nobody's responsibility to come in and fill your cup for you. Fill your own cup, water your own garden, take care of your grass. Everyone else is trying to do the same. You have to know how to take care of yourself in order to show other people how to make you feel cared for. You have to know how to love yourself in order to show other people how to make you feel loved. Nobody knows how to do that shit for you. At all. And also, once again, it's not the responsibility to make you feel loved. It's not the responsibility to make you feel cared for, because fill your own cup, right? At the end of the day, we're all just individuals, and relationships and friendships and partnerships and all of these things should ideally be two people who are complete on their own, coming together and enjoying their time together. You're not responsible for being someone's source of happiness or being someone's source of feeling loved and cared for. That's too much responsibility, and that's where unhealthy attachments and codependency and toxicity can come from, because when you start to rely on someone to make you feel cared for, to make you feel loved, shit hits the fan. Because it'll never be enough. Until you start to give yourself the things that you need, you'll never get enough from anybody else. I actually learned this lesson through business, you know, this is just a really random example, and I wish I had a different analogy, but I can't think of one right now. Something that you have to do as an online business owner, actually you don't have to because I don't do it at all anymore, but I thought you used to have to do it, was something called like lead generation. Where actually anything in business, but particularly lead generation, where it's you're generating leads, you're trying to find new clients. I kept trying to hire people who would help me find new clients and help me do my lead generation, but it wouldn't work until I talked to someone and they were like, Allison, you don't even know how to do this for your own business. You can't expect someone to come in and do it for you. It's your business. You should know how this shit operates. You should know how this works best. You need to know the best strategies that work best in your business. That way, when you hire people, you're hiring them to come in and do it for you, not to learn how to do it for you. Similar things go for the people in your life. You can't expect someone to come in and just take everything over and learn how to do it for you and learn how to make you feel loved and learn all these things. Like, you're bringing them in because you want to enjoy your time together, and you can bring them in and say like, hey, this makes me feel the most loved. I would really love if you do this, you know? Because yeah, we want to make the people in our life feel loved, but like the people aren't puzzles. We're not here to solve people. No one is coming in to solve your problems or to solve your puzzle and figure out where your missing pieces are and how they can fill those, you know? So learn how to take care of yourself, learn how to fill your own cup, and then come show people like, hey, this makes me feel loved. Not so that they can fill your cup, but so they can overflow it. You know, another thing, taking care of yourself is not just exercising. It's not just eating right. I think that's what a lot of people think of when they think of taking care of yourself. It's a part of it, but that's only your physical body, which is a big part of who we are as a human. But like, there's so much beyond our physical body that we have to take care of. And you'll learn that it starts to blend together. So these are some other ways that taking care of yourself can manifest, or what taking care of yourself can look like. Setting and sticking to boundaries. Learning to say no, but also learning to say yes. Drinking water, doing things that make you feel good and not doing things that don't make you feel good. Showering, cleaning your room, nurturing your friendships, believing in yourself, trusting yourself, letting yourself feel your emotions, moving your body, having fun, eating foods that make you feel good, eating foods that you enjoy. There are a lot of different ways to take care of yourself. So how do we start? Number one, stop making excuses for yourself. You are far more capable than you think. Once again, if you were caring for a baby, there would be no excuses. You wouldn't be like, oh, I'm too tired, I don't feel like it, blah, blah, blah. You would do it anyways. Stop making fucking excuses for yourself. You deserve to be taken care of. Get up and do it. Even if you don't want to. I will not tolerate this. You are my friend and you deserve to be taken care of. So fucking take care of yourself. Thank you. You can take care of yourself. You're choosing not to. There's a difference. Be honest with yourself. Stop making excuses for yourself. This is one thing that I really had to do because, bitch, I was good at making excuses for myself. And you're going to continue to stay in these cycles and continue to live an unhealthy life. And when I say an unhealthy life, I don't just mean the food and the food that you're eating and the way that you're moving your body. I mean the way that you're speaking to yourself. I mean not nurturing your friendships. There's a lot of different ways life can be unhealthy beyond just like your physical body. So know that. Stop making excuses for yourself. I did this real bad. A couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I don't know. I've talked about this time of my life a lot on my YouTube and probably on my podcast as well. I went into a pretty deep depression. It was the fall after, it was 2 years ago. So right after the summer of 2021, I went into a really dark place. And I didn't really get out of bed for 6 months straight. I completely neglected every part of myself. I cut off everybody in my life. I stopped talking to people. I stopped getting out of bed. I stopped moving. I only ate things that made me feel like shit. And I gained 40 pounds in about 5 months. And I don't want to sit here and say like weight gain is always unhealthy. It's not. But for me, it was in that situation. And that was one of the things that made me realize how unhealthy of a life I had been living. My mental health was like absolutely shit, trashed. I didn't want to exist in my brain anymore. And, you know, my weight gain was sort of proof of everything I had been doing in terms of mistreating myself. And I made every excuse for myself in the book. Every single excuse as to why I had gained weight, as to why all these things were happening. And, you know, I told myself it was my hormones and it's because I went off of birth control and it's because of this and it's because of this. And I think I have PCOS and I just can't lose weight and all these things. And once again, the weight gain isn't the most important part about this, but I'm just making some examples for you of how I made excuses for myself. When really, if I was just honest with myself, I was depressed and I didn't get myself out of it. You know, and I could have gotten myself out of it. And I'm not speaking for everybody because I don't know how your depression affects you. I will say, though, and if you're someone who can resonate with this, because once again, I'm not a psychologist at the end of the day. I don't know how every mental illness affects everyone. For me personally, with my mental health, I went my whole life telling myself that I was a victim. I was a victim and I was just subject to my anxiety. I was subject to my depression and there was nothing I can do about it, but that was not fucking true. And I was sick of living like that. I thought that when I got depressed, that was it. I had to succumb to it. I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't shower. For me, that wasn't true. And I'm not saying that's not the case for you, but I will say, be honest with yourself, because I went along with a narrative for a really long time that, like, you know, depression, like I literally physically can't get out of bed. I can't do this. With my anxiety, I literally physically can't go do this. It's physically stopping me. It is meant, like, I can't do anything about it. I'm not saying that is not true. I don't know how your shit affects you. For me personally, though, that was an excuse. Don't get pissed off at me because I don't know how it affects you and I'm not a psychologist and all of these things. But for me personally, that wasn't true. I wasn't a victim to it. I just chose to be. I chose to allow it to completely, you know, inhibit me from doing anything. It wasn't until I realized there are tools you can create in your quote-unquote toolbox to prevent you from going too deep into this depression or to help you get out of it, you know? And I really learned this when I was living in Florida. Last October, I was debatably worse mentally than I was after the summer of 2021 when I gained all the weight. I was in a really fucking dark place and I felt myself wanting to cut my friends off. I felt myself wanting to isolate myself. I felt myself wanting to, you know, disregard any healthy habit I had ever created for myself. I wanted to stop working out. I wanted to stop eating healthy. I wanted to stop all of it, which was really jarring for me because the summer, right before last summer, you know, right before this October, when I was living in Boston, I was living a really healthy lifestyle. I was eating really good. I was, you know, nurturing my friendships. I was being really kind to myself. I was going on walks every day and I was really happy. And, you know, October came around and I wanted to disregard it all. But I learned from that because the year before that in 2021, that was similar. You know, the summer of 2021, I was fucking thriving, dude. I felt my best. I felt the best in my body I ever had. I was taking such good care of my body. I was working out every day. I was going on walks every day. And then I fucking threw it all in the bin because I got depressed. And I learned this time around, like, I don't want to let that happen to me. So I felt myself wanting to do all of these self-sabotaging behaviors. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that because I don't deserve that. I worked really hard to get to where I am, and I'm not throwing it all away again. I'm not doing it. I like literally looked my depression in the face and I was like, fuck off. Fuck you. I let myself feel it. I would let myself be sad. I let myself be lonely, but I stopped making excuses for myself and I stopped acting like I was incapable. Like this depression was stronger than me. Cause I was like, no fucker, I'm stronger than you, bitch. I've been through worse things than this. And it was really hard. I'm not gonna lie. But also I allowed myself to accept where it was coming from. I stopped pretending that there was no cause to this. I was fucking lonely. And I was really embarrassed by that because I am someone who has been very hyper independent my entire life. And I was like, I don't need anyone. But I was lonely as fuck in Florida. And I was so sad. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have anybody. Like, I felt like nobody gave a fuck about me. I was really sad and I was really lonely. And it really fucked with my mental health. And on top of that, the seasons were changing. Like, I always struggle with my mental health a bit around the fall going into winter time. But instead of self-sabotaging and cutting off all my friends, I reached out to people. I would call people a lot. I'd call my close friends, and I even called my family, and I told them I was struggling. That was the first time in my life I had ever told anyone that I was struggling. And I, like, they were really concerned for me because it was the first time I had ever told someone. And I think in their head, they were like, shit, if she's telling us she's having a bad time, she's really having a bad time. And granted, yes, I was really having a bad time, but it made me realize, like, people can't be there for you unless you let them. And I had never let people be there for me. I expected people to read my mind my entire life. And then when they didn't, I got mad at them for it. No one can read your mind. If you're not telling people you're struggling, they can't know. You have to let people in. It's nobody's responsibility to try to figure you out, okay? So I started, you know, communicating with people in my life and telling them I was really struggling and I felt like I wanted to cut them off. And I was like, please just be there for me, you know, because I used to have this belief that, like, it's nobody's responsibility to be there for you, or, like, nobody needs to take care of you. And going back to what I said, like, it's not their responsibility, but also, like, let people take care of you when you can't do it yourself. Now, I know this sounds a bit contradictory to what I said earlier, but, like, no, it's nobody's responsibility to take care of you all of the time. As humans, we struggle. You know, sometimes, like, a relationship isn't always going to be 50-50. And relationships with friends, lovers, family, whatever, it's not going to be 50-50. Sometimes you only have 10% to give, and they have to compensate for your missing parts, you know? That's how relationships work. So, like, yes, we will be taking care of others and others will be taking care of us in times of need, but not all of the time. And that's important to know. But nobody can know they need to take care of you unless you tell them to. Stop expecting people to read your mind. You know, just tell people, like, I'm really struggling and I'm going to need some help right now. Also, I felt myself wanting to stop working out. Instead, I made myself do it even when I didn't fucking want to. I had more rest days than, you know, I did prior, but, like, I made myself commit to, like, at least 4 days a week going to hot yoga and going on my walks every day and eating things that made me feel good. And, like, I forced myself to do it. Moral of the story is I stopped making excuses for myself. I realize I'm more capable than I think I am, and I don't deserve to feel this way. So I'm not gonna self-sabotage into letting myself spiral. Previously, I let myself go so deep into depressions because I thought I deserved it. I knew this time around I didn't deserve it, so I wasn't gonna let it happen. Okay, the next part of how to start taking care of yourself is the fact that you already know how. And I mentioned this earlier. You know what you need to do. You just want me to tell you an easy way to do it. There's no easy way out. Once again, stop fucking cheating yourself. Stop making excuses for yourself. You're more capable than you think you are. Stop looking for an easy way out. You're capable. Just do it. Start taking care of yourself. It's not going to be easy all the time. Do it anyways. You wouldn't want someone in your life to only do things for you when it's easy, would you? No, that makes you feel like shit. You're worth more than just easy way out. Do it even when it's hard. What in your life is currently making you feel bad, and how can you change that? Is it a person in your life? How can we change that? Maybe take some distance, maybe set some boundaries, maybe remove them altogether. Is it certain foods that you're eating? Remove them. Is it the fact that you're not drinking enough water? Drink more. Are you not getting enough sleep? Get more sleep. Are you, you know, is it your job? What can we do there to make you feel better? What areas of your life are not making you feel good? How can we improve that? How can we change that? Also, what areas of your life do you want to improve? like I said in the last episode, I've always wanted to be like an active person. That's a part of my life that I've wanted to work on a lot. I wanted to be more athletic. You're not going to become more athletic just by wanting to. You're not going to fall in love just by wanting to. You're not going to have more friends just by wanting to. You're not going to be kinder to yourself just by wanting to. You have to actually do shit to become this person that you want to be. So put intention behind it and then get your ass up and do it. I wanted to be more athletic. Okay. I've started implementing more endurance training and more like athletic training into my days, into my workouts. You know, I signed up for jiu-jitsu. I joined a beach volleyball league because I wanted to. Anyways, sorry. But what areas of your life do you want to improve? Figure that out and then go improve it. And remember, baby steps. Choose one thing and start there. Don't expect to change your life overnight. It's not going to happen. Be gentle with yourself. You have your whole life, okay? Make this the year of you turning shit around and realizing how much you deserve and taking care of yourself in the way that you want to be taken care of. And in case you needed an extra push, here are some benefits of taking care of yourself. You respect yourself more. It's inevitable. When you start to treat yourself with respect, you respect yourself more. Others respect you more. When people see that you are taking care of yourself, they will respect you more. And it's interesting because I always say this of like, we show other people how to treat us. We teach others how to treat us. It is very obvious if someone doesn't respect themselves based off of the way that they carry themselves, based off of the way that they make their decision, based off the way that they treat themselves. There's a lot of different things. You know, you can look at someone and be like, you're not very kind to yourself. And not just in like their appearance. I'm saying like their energy, the way that they just speak in general, the way that they carry themselves. Other people respect you more when they realize, oh, this person really respects themselves. You learn to trust yourself. When you are having discipline and showing up for yourself and treating yourself well and good, even when you don't want to, and taking care of yourself, even when you don't want to, you start to trust yourself more because you realize, I'm going to show up for myself fucking regardless. You trust yourself more, and that's a damn good feeling. You realize your value when you start to treat something like you care about it and like it has value. You start to see the value in it. It's going to be really hard to love yourself and feel like you are so valuable when you treat yourself like shit. You're not treating yourself like you're valuable, so why would you think you're valuable? Treat yourself like you deserve to be cared for, and you're going to care about yourself. You're going to see the value in yourself. You settle less. If you are treating yourself a certain way, and if you are meeting your standards, and if you are giving yourself all of this, you won't accept less from someone else. That doesn't make any fucking sense. And also, you realize how capable you are. You can do hard things. Stop acting like you can't. Okay, friends, I'm gonna leave this episode here. There's probably more I could say, as always. After every single time after I stop recording an episode, I'm like, fuck, I should have said that. So sorry if I didn't say something, but this is what I've got for right now. You deserve to be taken care of. You do. You deserve to be stood up for. You deserve to feel good. Stop being mean to yourself. You're my friend. Stop being mean, my fucking friend. Okay? I'm losing my voice. I'm going to go to the gym and take care of myself. Even though it's raining outside, I don't feel like walking to my car. I'm going to do it anyways because I deserve to. Right? Okay. I love you so much. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, isn't it? I love you, babe. Have the best day ever, or just have a good day, or just have an okay day. But know you deserve to have a good day. And also know you deserve healthy love. Mwah. I love you, friends. Bye.